dwell with my soul. Dwell with my soul. I can rest easy. I can wake up refreshed as well with my soul. In the 9th chapter of Matthew, the 36th verse, Jesus says, seeing the people, he felt compassion for them because they were distressed and dispirited like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciple, the harvest is plenteous, but the workers are few. In this 19th and 20th chapter of Matthew, we find Jesus talking about those workers that needed to be in the vineyard. As you heard the scripture read earlier in the 19th chapter, Peter said, we've been doing some good things. We've been working for you. We've been tirelessly applying our lives to your purpose. What's going to happen for us? What are we going to get out of all of this? And though Jesus answered him and gave him an answer that was maybe what he was looking for, letting him know that Jesus recognized him as special and was going to take care of them. They were going to be rewarded for that. But he went on in that 20th chapter to talk about the fact that there were a lot of folks who were going to be workers in the vineyard, needed a lot more than just the apostles, needed a lot more than just those original disciples. The harvest is plenty, as he had said earlier, and now he's talking about what's going to happen to those who accept the job of being workers in the vineyard. He says here in this 20th chapter, he says, for the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is a householder, which went early in the morning to hire laborers into the vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, I will give you. And they went their way. Again, he went about the sixth and the ninth hour and did likewise. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle. And he said unto them, why stand ye all the day idle? They say unto him, because no man hath hired us. He saith unto them, go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that will ye receive. And when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came, they that were hired about the 11th hour, they received every man a penny. But when the first came, they supposed that they should receive more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the good man of the house, saying, these last have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which hath borne the burden in the heat of the day. I want to speak with you a little while about faithful workers in the vineyard. Faithful workers in the vineyard. When we listen to this, we think, well, I'm almost sure that Jesus was talking about those workers being new Christians. Christians coming to the Lord. And an 11th hour Christian, we know that no matter when you come to the Lord, you came and you'll get your reward for accepting him. You've accepted him as Lord and Savior. He is your Lord and Savior. You say that he's your Lord, your God, and you're going to praise him and continue to do that. And all of us, whether you came early and you've been praising him all your life, or whether you came and when you were late in life, you feel like, well, Christians, this scripture sort of says that to us. But this scripture says more than that, because it's talking about more than just being Christians. It's talking about being workers. I believe that when Jesus went, when Jesus talks about those who were at the marketplace, he was talking about some who were already saved, but they just weren't workers. Mm-hmm. See, if you go and find that there are some folks in at the marketplace that there's some work to be done, and why are they standing there idle all the day? I suppose that as we look around, even the church, we'll find that there are some Christians who are standing idle even right now. Some Christians who are standing idle even right now. I believe that when we look at what Jesus' purpose was, he was looking for somebody to work in the vineyard. He was looking for some to go out and let the world know that Jesus is real. He was looking for somebody to let them know that somehow they need to do more than just stand idle. More than just come in to the church. You need to be a worker in the vineyard. Well, what is the work that the vineyard has to be done? Where are those who we need to be going out and reaping? Where are we supposed to be going? And what is it we're supposed to be doing? Somebody comes into the church on Sunday morning. I guess we ought to ask, why are you here this morning? I came this morning because I wanted to praise the Lord. Because he's been good to me. I wanted to let the world know that I'm on the Lord's side. Somebody said, no, it's Sunday morning. All my life, on Sunday morning, I've been trying to get to church. I just want to be there. My mother told me to come to church. And I'd come to church early on Sunday morning. And then I got the rest of the day. I can go. Well, why are you here? I'm here to praise the Lord. Because somehow I just enjoy being around people who love the Lord and want to praise the Lord. So I come in and I'm growing stronger and stronger in the Lord. So I come Sunday after Sunday because somebody told me to, or I come Sunday after Sunday and I sit here and I praise the Lord. Well, that's good that you're praising the Lord and growing stronger in the Lord. But God has some work for you. And all of it is not right here inside this church. Sometime you need to go a little bit further. You see, he recognizes that there's a vineyard out there. The harvest is plenteous. And we're sitting idle praising God and saying we're growing stronger and stronger every day. I get up and I pray. And I feel like I am able to pray better and better the more I pray. I sing in the choir, and I got those notes just right now, and I praise the Lord as I sing in the choir. I might even go and say that the deacons may say that they're doing their thing because somehow they go around and they pray with one another and pray for one another inside the church. But we need to go further than that. The harvest is plenteous, and it's not just here. Now, this is not the entire vineyard. There's a vineyard out there. There's a vineyard out there. He sent his servant out early in the morning and got some folks to come. And he went again about the sixth hour and then again at the ninth hour. That's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. All day long, the steward was going and getting people to work in the vineyard. Work out there in the vineyard. Go and do what was necessary. Go and tell people about the goodness of the Lord. And you know, as I think about it, there were some that were still there at the 11th hour when he came. I guess the question is, why didn't they go at 9 in the morning or at noon or at 3 in the afternoon? I suppose if I asked that question right here, there'd be some who say, well, I didn't know if I was fully qualified. I know that the deacons can go out and they can harvest. They can let people know about the Lord. They can go out and work with folks and tell them how good the Lord is and testify to them. And certainly the ministers, I believe the ministers can go. And when they came by the sixth hour and the ninth hour, I can't help but think that those were the ones who would be going. Peter and James and John, all of those were the ones who we talked about in that 19th chapter. But in the 20th chapter, it's talking about others going out. I believe that all of us are in that number. And somehow we ought to recognize that we are qualified. We ought to recognize that we don't have to have somebody to come and tell us to get up and go. We ought to recognize that when we get up from here after leaving this service, if the Lord has touched us and we somehow we reflect back on what the Lord has been doing for us, if we know for a fact that God is the God of the universe and Jesus, his son, is real and that he died on a cross for each one of us, I believe that ought to make us go running and telling somebody that needs to know he is real. He is real, and there's salvation in Jesus Christ. The harvest is plenteous. Somebody needs to know Jesus is real. The harvest is plenteous. Somebody needs to know that he died so that you'd have an opportunity for eternal life and eternal salvation. We need to get up. We shouldn't be standing idle if we love him. We shouldn't be standing idle if we know he's real. We should not be standing idle just saying, I'm on the Lord's side. I'm here at church every Sunday. Sunday, but we're growing stronger and stronger in the Lord in this place. We need to get up from this marketplace and go out and tell somebody what God wants us to tell. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. Somebody needs to know what you know about the Lord. Somebody needs to recognize what you have come to recognize, that Jesus is the Son of the living God and able to bring them through and out of whatever they're in, even out of their situation which was driving them toward hell. He died on a cross for them. Somebody needs to hear that. Somebody out there, when you talk about the harvest, it's not us who are here. We're the workers. We need to go and tell somebody. We're the workers. We're the ones that Jesus was talking about that are few. As we grow stronger in the Lord, we can't just sit idle. We got to get up and tell somebody about who he is. Not just something I read. Not just something somebody told me. I can testify about him. If you know that he's real, if you know for a fact that he's real, you can get up and go tell somebody, not what you've heard, just tell them what you know. I'm reminded of that blind boy. He's a sinner or not, I can't tell you that. Let me just tell you what I know. I was blind and now I see. There was a woman who was sick and could not be healed, it seemed. But that was okay. She touched the hem of his garment. I believe she was ready then to testify and say who he was. She was reaching out, letting people know he's real. You know he's real. He's touched your life. You know he's real. He's changed situations that you've gone through. You know that he's real. He just wants you to testify and tell the truth about Jesus. The harvest is plenteous, and those who are willing to go seem to be few. I believe that if you really love the Lord, you ought to be ready to get up and go tell him. Tell somebody about the Jesus Christ. You know, the more I think about it, the more I realize that those who came early, somehow they worked hard and said, we borne the burden and the heat of the day. I've been talking about the Lord a long time. So our preachers might feel that way sometimes. I've been preaching. I get up every Sunday and I think about what I'm going to bring, and I bring them out. What am I going to get? No. Jesus is letting the disciples know. He's letting each of us know whether you came early, you've been working all your life, or whether you just started telling people about the Lord. You've got a reward that's more than you asked for. You've got a reward that's much more than you can deserve. You've got a reward coming. That doesn't matter how long you don't be jealous of somebody who just came in. Feel like they're getting the same thing you're getting. You're getting so much more than you deserve. You ought to just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And thank you, Lord, that there's somebody else who, even at this late hour, has decided they're going to get up, start running, and tell folks about the Lord. Somebody's going to get up and work in the vineyard. Somebody's going to get up and go out to their workplace and tell people there, you need to be finding yourself in church somewhere. You need to get up and let people know that there are those who are on the outside who just need to come in and find Jesus Christ. He's here, and he's looking for you. I say, find Jesus. That's sort of a strange way to put it, isn't it? Because somehow you don't have to find him. He's never been lost. He's right where he said he'd be. Close enough for you to reach out and find a real friend right where you are. Because whatever you're doing, wherever you are, whatever you're going through, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. All you have to do is accept. I'm reminded of that prodigal son. He was on his way down the road and decided he was going to turn around and go home. When he turned around and found his father was coming toward him. When you turn around and decide you want to go toward Jesus, you're going to find that he's right there with his arms open, waiting for you. Don't have to look for him. All you have to do is turn around and accept him. Somebody out there needs to know that. Somebody out there needs to know he's real. Somebody needs to hear your testimony. God has brought you through some things. He's given you a real testimony. You've been in situations where you didn't know how you want to get out. You need to tell somebody. You had a problem that you could not solve. You need to tell somebody. He's real. That's all you need to let them know. He's real. I don't want to work in the vineyard. You need to be working in the vineyard. Why stand ye here idle all the day? Jesus is waiting for you to get up and go tell somebody about how real he is, about how he's touched your life, about how he's made a difference for you, and how he's no respected person. He'll make a difference for each one of them. There are so many who need to hear. The harvest is plenteous, but we who are the workers, we're few, and we're standing idle. Let us talk to God. Our Father and our loving God, we thank you so much, Father, for having given each one of us who are here a real testimony. Father, somehow we know who you are. We know what Jesus has done in our lives. We recognize we could not have made it if he did not carry that heavy cross. We were on our way to hell, but somehow we have salvation because of his love. And we thank you for that. Father, let us not continue to stand idle, and let us not feel that we're not qualified. If I've got a testimony, I know that you consider me to be qualified. If I know that you're real, I know that I'm qualified. I need to be a worker going and letting somebody know how real you are and how special each one of us are to you. Thank you for your love. Thank you, Father, for Jesus. Thank you, Father, for reminding us on this morning that each one of us who are here are workers. Workers. We need to be workers in the vineyard. We need to stop sitting or standing idle when the harvest is so plenteous and we, the laborers, are so few. Thank you for your love. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the testimony that you're giving me that I can reach out and give to somebody. Thank you, Father. Thank you for letting me know without a doubt that you, the God of the universe, are real. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Let us stand. He's real. If you know he's real, you're qualified to be a worker in the vineyard. If he has touched your life, he's prepared you to be a worker in the vineyard. Doesn't matter how long you've been in the vineyard. Don't look around for somebody else who's been working a long time. He wants you to come right now to be a worker in the vineyard. Is there someone who has not accepted Jesus Christ yet as Lord and Savior? Someone who hasn't put themselves in his hand, as was said earlier, allowing him to mold you into something special or somebody special? He's waiting for you. He loves you. Or maybe now you've already accepted Jesus, but somehow you have not committed to be a worker in his vineyard. He needs your hands. He needs your words. He needs your testimony, because the harvest is plenteous. He needs you to tell somebody that he is the God of the universe. He needs you to be a worker in his vineyard. Don't have to be a preacher. Don't have to be a deacon. Don't have to be in the choir. You can be a worker in the vineyard just by letting somebody know what you know about Jesus. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for those who want to come to him for the first time. But he's waiting for those also who want to come and be a worker here in this household of faith. Is there somebody who wants to say yes to the Lord? Somebody who wants to give themselves over to Jesus? My Lord. My Lord.